από γαμπούλα, από γάμπι τρίβι και με τα τουράγα να μεγάλα το ρεβόνο. Ένα γονό λίγο καλάντι, να μάτιν το νιου σιλάντι. Σαν την καβά, θα βαγά και να του λέω με εκείνα να τον όλο μανιοβίτη και να σα με βγει τούτη γονό λίγο νιου σιλάντι. Λάγο με βγαβούλη, λάγο με βγαδάκα, λάγο με βγαγίτο, λάγο με βγαγάντε. Σε κέντρο σα με λέω νιου τούντι του, ένα γονό βιναγκό. Αουσα τώρα του γονό βιναγκό, μου βγει κίντα πακιτουγάνι, να έδα τα λέει, να έδα νιμπούλα. Να είδα η Τσίσου Κρίστο, να νόντε τουράνα, ένα σύγχρονο βιναγανικούα. Βίν καραπητικό βίκεντα, να νιου με δεν Christian Fellowship, ένα ματαγανή συγγενεντάι, και να υπογραώ ένα Planet FM, να μην υπογραωάει. Πρόκραμμα βιναγατικό βίκεντα, σε κοιά, αουσά σύγχρονο μαντουάτακα, να υπογραώ του βινάκα. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Και παγαίνει τον επαγατατάρο, νιώτη, να υπογραϊτάβει, να γυρίνει γυρίνει γαμάι. Βιτάλ ταλγα σε λέμε κιλό λάκα, 212-984-820. Κάνει μαράου με και το μιγκράβι. Βίκεντα, ένα ματαγανή σιγανή νάι. Τον εβουνάου, εβάρα ούτε και το μεβίκεντα. Ένα κύριε στέν, εσούβα. Με ρώτη και το παγαπινάκα, ένα ματαγανή σιγανή νάι. Τουράγα και ένα μαράμα, δωρβό και ένα ανελαιό. Να ηγόλιν ηλέγγα, η πουρουβουρουγκό, σε οικοέα, να πω σε νικαλού. Μολεγάκι να πω σε νικαλού. Εντίνα να πω σε νικαλού. Ένα λάσου να τα μάτια και δεγά. Εντίνα να πω σε νικαλού. Κάβει και ένα βολτάμπου. Σε λανή τα μάτια με το όπω αλάσου. Συλλούν οι τεμάτα, μεν το βίσαου, να νόν να νόμα. Σα και μην πάλι του ράγα και είναι μαράμα. Ένα μπλέστα εκεί και ένταναπο σε νικαλού. Ένα ματάκα, νησί να νιντάει. Ένα ντροχή νιμπούλα νιτάβο του, νιτάω, να λούβο ιουάλε, να βγάλω λόμα. Να μπίλει ράκι, να μπέδι. Να μπούλε νι λέγγα και να μπούλε νι ρομνεβούα. Σα ρώτη και ενταρουβιναγά, να πω σε νικαλού. Ένα ματάκα, νησί να νιντάει.
What about you that you are sitting here today? Hallelujah. The reason why we are not committing to church because we don't love God. Hallelujah. I remember I was in Thailand. I was selected in 1988 to represent Thailand to Hong Kong as Thailanders to represent them to the Hong Kong 7. And they offer me to stay in Thailand and work in Thailand because I can play rugby. Hallelujah. My friend that you're sitting here, no, most of the time we look at the things of God as the worst and the least priority of this world.
Now I can go live on the river to Nadawa Nikolo, Medawa and Bidin Dundu and Rubrugo.
I want to challenge your life today. Maybe a young man that you are standing out there. Maybe a woman that you are listening to me today. You are searching for work every day and you even go to the internet. Because you want to work in this world. But God is asking people today, who will work for us? Who will take the gospel? And people, none of them stand up that they are sitting in churches and they feel comfortable in their churches. So I challenge your life. Are you the lover of God or are you the lover of yourself? Tell your neighbor and ask your neighbor, are you the lover of God or are you the lover of you? Hallelujah. Okay, let us move on to the second point. Start from verse 1 again.
But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money.
Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, lover of money. See, when we are lover of money, we get the first bus, whether we stay in Telebu or we stay in Ngawia. Imagine if you walk in Suba at 8 o'clock. And imagine the jam along the King's Road and Ratumara Road and Ratundobi Road. So people get up at 5 o'clock. People get up at 6 o'clock. People get up at 4 o'clock. Because they want to be in their workplace at 8 o'clock. Lovers of money.
And imagine from Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, and sometimes Friday and Saturday, they never miss getting up 4 o'clock in the morning. And 10 o'clock on Sunday, people are late to their church. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when I look at us Christians, because I'm become a pastor and I see what God can do, I'm a living testimony. I was offered 150,000 1 year to leave Fiji and go to Australia. That's excluding the education for Rossi, Ophia, Kula, and Elijah. Until they reach university, excluding a car, excluding a house. But the call of God was felt upon my heart. So the morning of signing the contract, I told the person that the Lord spoke to me not to accept the conditions. Not to accept the contract. Not to accept leaving Fiji and go to Australia. Remember, that was in 2004. Tell your neighbor, 2004. Not 2014. 2004. This is 2014. The stage, the truck. You go to Lotoka, you'll be like this. You'll go to Nandi, New Methodist, you'll be like this. You go to Lambasa, the biggest Pentecostal is New Methodist in Lambasa. You go to Samsabu, the biggest new Pentecostal church, New Methodist. That is 2012 and 13 and 14. I'm talking about 2004. The most, maybe 100 people, including everybody in Fiji, maybe only 100 people, they join New Methodist. So it was a good time to leave Fiji and go to Australia. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Ask your neighbor, imagine if you're given an offer like that. You don't even write your letter of resignation to your pastor. Hallelujah. When we worship in the state theater, the all NCF in Fiji, we cannot even fill up the first part of the state theater. That's why I said, if the most will be 120. So it was a good time. Hallelujah. The Bible says the devil will come and offer you opportunity to receive money. Everything about money is really not from God. Money is good for you and me. Money is good to buy our food and our clothes. But remember that the love of money is the problem. Hallelujah. We need to love God. We're supposed to use money because we love God. We are not using God because we love money. We use money because we love God. And don't use God because you love money. Oh, somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some of us, we have calling to be a pastor or senior pastor. Some of us, we even have the opportunity to become a pastor in next year or 2 years' time. If you are given an offer to go to New Zealand or to Australia, remember the seasonal workers agreement that is going on right now?
A lot of people are flocking in to the labor department because they want to go overseas.
Are
you a pastor? Are you a church elder? Do you belong to a praise and worship team? I just want to challenge your life. Are you a lover of God or are you a lover of money? Because the devil normally will use the love of money to take you away from the presence of God. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, do you love God or do you love money? Amen. Amen. Okay, let us move on. Third point.
But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters.
Nirando lomani rawalanga na tamata, ernando binakat na ilabo, ernando umbole.
See, when you talk about the fish and he says ndaumbole,
ni tukuna na wasababiti ndaumbole.
But when we talk about in English, he talk about boastful.
Vabande wavalangi na dondoka.
The real meaning. That you are not trusting God, you are trusting yourself. You are not praying. You are relying on your wisdom. You are relying on your work. You are relying on the things that you have. You are relying on a position. You don't want God to be part of your life. You don't want God to rule your Monday to Sunday. You don't want God to be the ruler when you wake up until you go to sleep. That is the real thing, the real meaning of mbole and boastful. How many mornings you wake up and you never say, God, thank you for looking after me when I was asleep? How many mornings you wake up in the morning and you never commit your body, your family to God because you know that problem will be faced that day? How many mornings? Because we are boastful. Because we are in the Fijian word. And ambole takikenda.
Hallelujah. We boast of ourselves.
We don't need God. That's why. Why should I pray? Why should I read the Bible? I can do it. I passed my form 6. I went to school. I'm in a house. I can have clothes. Why should I pray to God? Hallelujah. I don't know whether you come this morning praying, sitting before God, crying. Hallelujah. I want to challenge our life. The moment you turn away from God or you forget, when you forget to pray or read His word, you become boastful and you are relying on yourself. You don't want to trust in God's word. That the word of God is a light to my feet and a lamp to my path. I don't want to come in the secret place of the Most High. I don't need the 5 P's of God. I can do it my way. I'm old enough. I achieve in school. I'm working for a government department. I'm a taxi driver. I'm a bus driver. I'm a security officer. I work as a police officer. I'm a banker. I'm a head of a Tikina. I'm a head of a Matagali. Why should I need God? Why should I listen to His word? Why should I read His word? The moment you don't read the word of God, the moment you don't pray to God, indirectly, that's what you're telling God. God, stay out there. You look after heaven. I can look after this.
How many people that you are sitting here? You fall to the traps of the devil. You can do it. You are old enough. You look beautiful. Look at your muscle. You can build a house, you can pay your rent. Why should you go to church? See, the devil is polluting our godly life. So we become independent. Because we're supposed to be depending on God. Give a hand clap to the Lord, somebody. Can we go for another point? Okay, in English.
But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud.
In Fijian. Hallelujah. The Bible says they will become proud. They think they don't need God in this world. Just like King Nebuchadnezzar. Look at this kingdom, Babylon. I build Babylon with my hands. Whatever God that is ready to save you when I am the king of Babylon. Look at Pharaoh. What God is telling you to take the people, Israelites, out of Egypt. Whatever nation in the world is greater than Egypt. Because the greatness of Egypt, because of Pharaoh. Hallelujah. Maybe you're sitting here, my friend, or listening to me through the television, or maybe you listen to the radio program later. I want to challenge your life. The devil is speaking into this world not to trust God. That we can do it our own. That we can do it with our strength. That we can do it because of our experience. That's why we don't surrender to God. That's why we don't want to listen to His word. That's why we take the word of God number 10 instead of number 1. Hallelujah. I've been around Fiji preaching the gospel. These are the three kind of people. They don't accept the gospel very easily. Three. Those that they achieve in life. Good house. Living in Tadirua Plain or Tamabua Heights. Number 2. People that they have a lot of money. Hallelujah. Money comes out from their ears. And 3. The people, they hold position in the society. These are the 3 sections of people. It's very difficult to penetrate the gospel into them. Hallelujah. Why? Proud of their position. They are proud because they have money. They are proud because they have the wealth of this world. I want to challenge you, my friend, that you are sitting here. Maybe a time that you'll be blessed by God. Maybe a time that a door will be opened to you to be blessed by God. Remember your humble beginning. Remember that God took you from that part of the world to high part of the world. Hallelujah. Most of the people in the government, in the department, when they are young, they used to go to church. When we go to school, we go to church, we read the Bible. Even people in overseas now, when they look for visa, they look for a passport, they look for sponsor letter, they pray and they fast.
When
everything is met
and
the euro dollar start to come in
and the
US money start to come in
and the
pound start to come in,
they
start to forget.
They
start to turn away
because
they are too proud of
themselves.
And that is the work of the devil. You don't need God now. Look at the money in your pocket. Look at your big house. Look at you. You are manager in your position. You don't need to serve God. You are something. Hallelujah. You can recall what Pilate said to Jesus. I have the authority to release you or to kill you. Jesus said, you can do nothing. You can do nothing unless it's given from above. My friend that you are sitting here, I need to challenge your life. Be careful of the wiles of the devil. Randini showed me one printing came via Viber this afternoon before I left Lodala.
Randini and
the Viber is like this. When you are blessed by God,
or
when the blessing increases, your giving should increase.
Us.
Not your living to be increases. When God continues to bless you, you increase your giving. Don't increase your living. Hallelujah. How many people that they start well in churches? They start as a worship team. They start as a mission. Open doors start to come. Money start to come. They start to get famous. And they start to walk away from God. You remember Whitney Houston? He start from the church and end in the world. You remember Michael Jackson? He started from the Jackson 5 in the church. And he ended up in the world. You remember Elvis Presley? He started from the church. And he ended up in the world. Maybe you are sitting here, my friend. When you start in church, remain in church. When you start in church, remain in church. Remain humble all the time. Because the blessing will continue to come. You increase your giving and don't increase your living. Give a hand clap to the Lord. Hallelujah. Smile at your neighbor. Smile at your neighbor. Hallelujah. Ask your neighbor, if you are given $50,000 today, what you will do with that
$50,000?
I'll give you 2 minutes to talk about it. 2 minutes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you're given 50,000 today, hallelujah, hallelujah, you'll run to flight connection, book to Hong Kong, from Hong Kong to Tokyo, from Tokyo to Las Vegas, wait for the 7-a-side team to arrive there, and you'll see them dressed again there. Because of you, they get dressed again there. But so stay in Fiji and pray for them.
Do I meet Gafunlako Moslegira?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Ask your neighbor again. If you are given $50,000 today. I remember the training in Nandabe, the senior pastor training in
Nandabe.
I told the senior pastors and the wife who were divided into groups. Okay. If you are given 100,000 today, what you will do to the 100,000? So they come up with a lot of floaty ideas. Hallelujah.
They talk about this, they'll buy this for the church, they'll buy this for the ministry. They even put aside 2/3 to be given to Gaselebu. The idea was good. The planning was good. I stood up after the discussion. I said, you were given $100. I haven't received $20 or $30. Forget about 100,000. You'll be somewhere in a Mexico City riding with Mexican. Hallelujah. So be careful, my friend. The devil is very smart. He will always come to pollute the way that we worship God. Give a hand clap to the Lord, somebody. Give a hand clap to the Lord. So we'll read again in English the points that we went through, English and in Fijian, one more time before we ask the praise and worship team for worship song, just to thank the Lord for the Bible study.
But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves.
Lovers of themselves.
Lovers of money.
Lovers of money.
Boasters.
Boasters.
Proud. Proud.
Proud. And the infusion?
Mo kila talaga na kango ni na yada sore ngao na ni beba arota ki na besi ng memory. Nirnanda lomani rawalanga na tamata.
Lomani iko, lomani yao.
Ernanda ubina kata na ilabo.
Sando uzaka zaka tunga ambaleta na ilabo. Yana kako, yana kini baka mataka, yana kako, sindri basi kali mkina, ya koroni, overtime, double time, triple time. Sato rojiko. Amen. O sindri mandangani one time with God. E sindri mandangani ndu na yao mandame chiko. Mubaru rongo chiko na Bible study. Sakai halfway in the Bible study, kusasusobu, kusambiu chiki mami, kusabana na nitibali. Chiko nga ike nandango munelo musayali. Sa dhibiale matamu kule, kamu kwa kusam chiko ibingu awa. Amen. My dad says, my wambora kisara babina. My, pili ka my.
Nirnandolo maniro walang anatamata.
Nirnandolo maniro ng anatamata.
Ernandao bina kata na ilabo.
Ernandao bina kata na ilabo.
Ernandao mbole.
Ernandao mbole. Sakita ki kwaya. O kwaya nga. Sika nindu tali o kwaya nga.
Erna vie vie levo.
Erna vie vie levo. Iko sa upo step taka na numu position as a mother. Iko sa upo step taka numu position as a wife. Kenda na dorobo nongone lewa. Kenda sa upo step taka nundu position na pangone. Enda sa vie lewa ita. Enda sa vie lewa ina. Rangote chuka. Apakah ibangang alu eh? Amen. Nono matiko. Ya nakai zakabat tiko na teboro sa baka malua. Sa tosu sar tiko may baka malua. Rungada na teboro batanganggo ka approach teki ibi bataki atama. He's the same devil from Genesis chapter 3 and he's still the same devil today. So you must get into the word of God every day of your life and pray, get connected to God because you need God. Greater is the one in you and the one out there in the world. Guri bata kiau, tapa kami mina katanga na turanga. Worship taki koya. Just thank the Lord for the worship. Just thank the Lord for the weather. Na uda tau tu mina sino sini na karawa. Hallelujah. I say yes. Sarongo ti weekend na bosa ni kalo na matagal ni siya ni kuwa. Sangge baka to weekend na nondon ding dingi. Ka weekend na bol tambo ka sarongo ta nongo bosa. Kada ka baki nendo na ka sa tomato buku. Sa tuto bata ki indo sa tara na nabali. E nandel ni batu. Ike baka indo sarongo ta nongo bosa. Kasi nda ka baki nendo na ka sa tomato lilia. Sa tuto bata indo na tomat sa tara na nabali. E nandel ni nuku. Ni na tau na uda. Dho ka nando mbui. Na liwa na dangi. Na tambaka na bali kwa ya. Ia. E nambale. Sa kaleu na nambale. Sabi mbuli ya ni wiki ndaturangir marama dhorobo kinu wanilewa. Na mbunu olimu kwa New Zealand na mbosa nikalu wende sarangwatha. Na numatiko nga, tubo karautu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na wingarabi nondambula ena singa binagani kwa. Nga ingiri ngiri nga eni, ena namba sa tukuni wati tukuni waridake, ena mataka ni singa nindai. Wakalunga teki kia ndaturanga, ena singa binagani kwa. Emeni.